You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, November 17th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. DNC insurrection. Supreme Court against Florida law. A's move to LV. And Snoop Dogg rebranding himself. That's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Wednesday night, top Democratic lawmakers were inside the Democratic National Committee's headquarters. But the meeting was interrupted by pro-Palestinian protesters outside. When they heard the chanting, lawmakers tried to leave, but the police said, no, the building's on lockdown. You can't leave. A Capitol Hill police officer was brought inside after he got pepper spray in his face. One of the lawmakers said it reminded me of January 6th. It rattled me. Capitol Hill police said 150 people were, quote, violently protesting. Six officers were treated for injuries. Early this year, Florida passed the Protection of Children Law, which makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly admit a child to a sexually explicit adult live performance. All right? Like, the fact that that needs to be a law is insane. The Supreme Court said that the state is unable to enforce it. So a lower court stopped it from being enforced, and Florida asked the Supreme Court to intervene and allow Florida to enforce it until all the lawsuits are finished. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't enforce it. So in Florida right now, you can knowingly expose children to sexually explicit live performances. Major League Baseball has voted and has officially approved the A's to move from Oakland to Las Vegas. They'll start playing baseball in Nevada in 2028. A new stadium will be built on the Strip, Las Vegas Boulevard and Tropicana Avenue on the site of the Tropicana Hotel. The team's lease at their current stadium in Oakland ends after the 2024 season, so they need a place to play in between. The A's have been in Oakland since 1968. Las Vegas, in 2016, they had no major league sports teams. Now they have the NHL's Golden Knights, the NFL's Raiders, and now Major League Baseball's A's. They also have the WNBA's Aces, if you want to count that. Snoop Dogg said he is going to give up smoking marijuana. He said, after much consideration and conversation with my family, I've decided to give up smoke. Please respect my privacy at this time. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes out next week with like his own brand of marijuana or something, but I don't know. Maybe he saw the light. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, my responsibility as a national news commentator is to be fair. And I try to be. If you've listened to me over the years, I take a strong position, but I'm not leaving out stuff, and I'm looking at it from what the issue is and how it affects you, my viewers and listeners. But I think I might be unfair to the city of San Francisco, and I think I might be obsessed with that place. And I want to discuss it with you. So San Francisco is perhaps the most beautiful American city. If you've been there before the progressives ruined it, it was a fabulous place. Always free-spirited, a lot of opportunity, Silicon Valley, you all know, south of the city, but just a good place to vacation and if you had enough money to live. Now it's destroyed because the permissive culture that the progressives push allows deviant behavior all day long. And San Francisco is now a center of depravity, where thousands of drug addicts steal at will, put needles in their bodies in front of children, live in squalor, right out in public, and the city is fine with it. And you know what? I'm not fine with it. I think it's just terrible. And I think it reflects on what exactly the progressive movement is. Bad. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Bill Gorman, Yorba Linda, California. You say, O'Reilly, that Biden has no clue when it comes to China, but is the mastermind of the border policy. Come on. It has to be one way or the other. I think you may be taking my analysis out of context, Bill. Is that possible? Number one, I would never use the word mastermind in conjunction with President Biden. I've clearly said on probably 3,400 occasions that Biden does the bidding of the progressives who run the Democratic Party. He's not the mastermind. He's not the strategist. He does what he's told to do. All right? So that's number one, that mastermind thing. Number two, do you think President Biden has control over the Chinese situation? Do you think the communists in Beijing fear Joe Biden? Just asking. Scott Horton, Sonora, Mexico. Stay safe down there, Scott. Why was San Francisco selected for the Asian meeting? Who made the decision? The White House made the decision. It's our turn to hold the economic conference for Asia. So we set it up, and that's where they decided, because it's easier for the Asian leaders to get to San Francisco. L.A., most of the meetings in San Francisco are out of town. They're south, okay? You could have done it in L.A., but L.A. is so dense and so spread out, and now with 10 down, Interstate 10 is down, you can't even move. So they picked San Francisco. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. A new survey from Gallup says a majority of Americans believe violent crime is the biggest challenge facing the USA. According to the World Population Review, America ranks 57th as the safest place to live in the world, in between Belgium and Iran. The safest is Singapore for the 10th year in a row. Here's how that island nation maintains the lowest crime rate in the world. Strict laws and regulations, of course. The government imposes significant penalties for things rarely enforced in places like New York City or Los Angeles. Folks caught littering are fined $2,000. Anyone eating on a bus gets a $500 ticket. Widespread surveillance. Police deploy the biggest array of cameras, drones, and face scanners anywhere in the world. People are tracked using artificial intelligence in malls, hotels, and elevators. According to the Singapore Code of Justice, there are four principles for eliminating crime: deterrence, retribution, prevention, rehabilitation. Punishment is determined by the offense. Folks caught stealing are beaten in public using a cane or leather whip. Serious criminals and repeat offenders are sentenced to mandatory prison terms with no parole. The death penalty applies to 33 felonies in Singapore, including drug selling, kidnapping, murder, armed robbery, gun smuggling, and rape. Because of Singapore's emphasis on punishment, homicides rarely occur. With a population of 6 million, just 4 people were murdered there last year. By comparison, Chicago has less than 3 million residents. In 2022, the Windy City witnessed 725 murders. And here's something else you might not know. The lack of violent crime means a higher life expectancy. On average, folks in Singapore live to the age of 89, 12 years longer than American citizens. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.